Welcome to the second part of our negotiations update for negotiations session 15. We made significant progress this week.
Make sure to review part one of our update for information on tentative agreements for sections 16 and 32 and our related LOA. This is the rest of our update on session 15.
We reached tentative agreements on section 16, sick leave and on-the-job injury, and 32, attendance policy, as well as related LOAs, all of which were covered in part one. We also reached several additional tentative agreements this week. We began discussing section 21, compensation, and the overall economic package, as well as an LOA on retiree pass privileges.
Progress continued on sections 9, junior available and premium open time, 10 R through S scheduling, 11 reserve, 12 exchange of sequences, and the 480, 960 TFP thresholds. Section 14 vacations is currently tabled because we are pushing to reclaim the sixth week of vacation at 25 years of service with no minimum TFP requirement.
We tentatively agreed on section 10 T through FF scheduling. Crew scheduling will notify flight attendants of the provision in the CBA under which their pairing is being modified. We also extended the personal drop window to 2 p.m. the day prior. Reserves can revoke their request for a personal drop after the start of the reserve availability period. We also incorporated the addendum, labor memo, and settlement. Deadhead provisions 10X are tabled to discuss during economics. We have proposed several improvements to deadhead provisions. 4K provisions 10DD are tabled to discuss during economics. We adamantly oppose an increase to 4K distance.
Section 30 training was tentatively agreed. We gained hotel reimbursement for required training of up to $200 per night if the address in PeopleSoft is more than 50 straight line miles from the training facility. For those who commute by air, an additional $30 per day may be reimbursed for ground transportation to or from the training facility. We increased the RT Home Studies CBT to $150 and clarified CBT provisions. The drill videos will be included, as well as an open book exam with no time limit instead of the in-class exam. Anchorage training will be restricted from out-of-base bid during May through August due to lack of hotel availability in cruise season. Flight attendants can trade into Anchorage training for May through August with no hotel provided. We codified a 1.5 times pay for RQ3, which is initial training, outside of contractual hours. We also clarified current practice on positive space travel, voluntary training, etc. Last, we incorporated the addendum, LOAs, and MOU.
In Section 36, jump seat and pass privileges, we gained the ability to list online for the jump seat earlier than 1 hour prior, on parity with the pilots. We also have the ability to view those listed for the jump seat. We codified jump seat provisions, such as the order of assignment, and codified pass provisions and non-rep priority. Non-rep travel seniority is now based on company policy. Current company policy is Alaska date of hire, and the company may change the policy to AAG date of hire without contractual conflict.
We made significant improvements to Section 37 commuter policy. We codified the ability to commute on other airlines, or OAL, and included provisions for verifying OAL commutes if there is a commuting failure with the two-flight provisions. Registered air commuter protections were improved. Currently, protections include cancellation due to weather, mechanical, and company convenience, as well as significant delays of at least 30 minutes. New protections include the standby list not being processed, including jump seat assignments, weight and balance, and aircraft downgrades.
If a registered air commuter is displaced due to pilot commuter jump seat super priority, they are pay protected with no points assessed, in addition to being subject to recovery commuter options. We also improved the ground commuting failure timeline with the ability to call up to 30 minutes prior to check-in. Previously, it was at an hour. We incorporated the addendum and the severe weather ground commuter operations side letter of agreement, where we defined a reasonable effort to arrive as scheduled and improve the ability to call up to 30 minutes prior to scheduled check-in, which was previously 1 hour.
We tentatively agreed on an LOA to expand recurrent training hours and improve flight attendant flexibility. Currently, the hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. This would extend to 7 p.m. For example, an RT class could be scheduled from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The 8-hour daily maximum still applies, and the pay remains the same. These provisions would begin in 2024 if contract is ratified. A minimum of 50% of RT in each domicile would remain between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Either party can suspend the LOA with 2 months of notice.
We agreed on a jump seat occupancy letter of agreement with provisions on who may occupy a flight attendant jump seat for the duration of the collective bargaining agreement.
Let's review overall progress to date. We have tentatively agreed to 37 of 45 sections, setting them aside to revisit later if necessary. 5 sections are currently being discussed, 1 is tabled, and 2 sections remain.
Specific details on each tentative agreement can be found on negotiations dashboard on the Contract 2022 website. Once negotiations are finished, we will publish complete language for each section when there is no longer potential for changes. That's everything from Session 15. Stay up to date on all negotiations resources on the negotiations website, contract2022.afaalaska.org.
Our next update will publish on June 16th after negotiations Session 16. Thank you for staying engaged in this process.